Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of feeling the pain, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
My name is Dr. Little Debbie Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. So I'm excited to have an opportunity to come before you. This is an awesome time here. Got a couple of gadgets that's going on right now. I'm trying to make sure they're on task. Everything is heard well. Just thumbs up if you can hear me. It's awesome to come before you on Terrific Tuesday. And that's what it's all about, having a day to come before you and bring some things, focus on love, relationships. And we got some outstanding topics we're going to talk about tonight. Our title of our show is Why Should I Tell You I Love You? And that's a question I want you to think about as we slowly go through the format. And we're going to touch on some things that are going to be real important that you may agree or disagree with it. Now, the music that we just played, we do not own the rights to it, but we like just playing some good, positive music, sharing some great thoughts with you, and just all about having a good time. As I state on every one of our shows, this is a vision that God gave to me about 2-3 years ago. He said, I wanted to be a part of the media to assess. I retired from a long stance as an educator for many, many years. And I decided, I say, I think this is something I really want to do. So God gave me this vision, and he placed these vessels in my hand to do this. He gave me that laptop. He gave me that iPad, the cell phone, as well as the rest of this media aspects to make sure I come to you live and broadcast. So that's how the Dr. Lowe show came about. But we have 4 or 5 other shows that he blessed us to be able to do. We get the message out in relationship. We get the message out in the form of just plain old life issues. We get the message out through sports, historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We talk about their athletics. We talk about what's going on with them. We just want to share some thoughts. So now the call-in number for tonight's show is 347-857-4192. The web link to hear the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Production. Also, we're on Facebook as well as Instagram. Facebook and the way to contact, if you're not on Facebook, you might be on Instagram or Blog Talk Radio, is facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And on Instagram is Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So, again, we're excited about coming. Now, if you want to email the show, you can go to the Dr. Lowe Show at gmail.com. LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And if you want to take time to tweet the show, you have that same opportunity, and you can go to @DrLowSmith with the number 1, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number 1. So you have a couple ways. We have several other ways you can tweet our show as well. It's awesome to have this opportunity. Like I said, it's just this vision. God gave me the opportunity, and I give him the praise. This is Terrific Tuesday. God has blessed us to get into the third day of the week. And we see God bless us that we got a chance to do something different. You may have done it today, or you plan on doing it tonight, or as long as you have a breath in your body, plan on making a difference, not only in your life, but in somebody else's life. So do that by communicating with them, checking on your relatives, checking on your family. Just make it happen within your family. And I appreciate everybody. As I see the names popping up on Facebook, you join us, as well as look at Blog Talk Radio. I see those individuals joining us as well by calling in. Now, as I gave you the call-in number, if you want to be a part of this show, you want to share your thoughts, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. And if you want to give us your expertise, you just want to talk with us and just say, this is what I believe about this topic right here. Press 1. I will identify the last 4 digits on your cell or telephone number. Then I'll actually give us your name and your location. And then I shall offer your comments, your questions, in essence, your expertise. So we're going to have an awesome show tonight. Again, why should I tell you I love you? And I want you to just think about that for a second. You know, I was reading some research-based information by Madeline Taylor. And I always use Madeline because she's one of those experts that's on relationship. And I read all her texts, all the information dealing with that. She said that if I tell you I love you, that's a gift I'm giving to you. Because I'm letting you know I am ready to care about you. I'm ready for you to be a part of my life. And it's going to be as long as We want to work on it. And in return, what I ask for you so I can receive it. If I'm giving it to you, I want to receive it. And I want you to be able to be in a position that you can tell me, I love you. And it reciprocated between two individuals where we can share our thoughts and then we can build from that. Now, one of the things we're going to kind of focus on tonight as we talk about our topic, why should I tell you I love you? We're going to focus on two of our traits dealing with a healthy relationship. That's connection and willing. Now, we have six traits that we think are so important to the success of a healthy relationship. First of all, I want to go over those six right quick. Self-love. And we're going to talk about as we talk about the various topics on the format tonight, self-love. You know, basically you have to make sure you're in a position to say that, you know, I love myself, and if I can love myself, I can definitely love you as well. Now, before I move forward, I have one of the co-hosts that's joining us tonight, and I want to make sure I get her a shout-out. Now, I'm going to just tell her and tell you we some changes have been made to Blog Talk Radio. Computer, we have to call in and use our telephone. So it's basically going to pick up basically everything if you're live. If you're a co-host or you're a guest or you call in, it's going to pick up everything in the background. So we have to make sure we kind of keep the noise down and mute it when we're not speaking so we can do that. The co-host has joined us at this time. Always thankful to have this young lady with us, and she's young at heart. And I do appreciate her being a part of this, and she hails from the state of South Carolina. That's Greenville, South Carolina. She's a retired administrator, a retired counselor, but she's still working with individuals in those capacities that we retire, but we still work with individuals from day to day. None other than Ms. Scarlett H. Black. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. Good evening. Is the background noise gone?
Yes, it's gone. As I was saying, I've been working hard, and Blog Talk Radio has been working real hard to kind of, so we won't have to call in using a phone now. We can use that computer how we've been logging in. So we're getting a beautiful sound out of you. I appreciate you joining us. Everything else going pretty good for you.
It's going well, and glad to be with our audience tonight. Glad I just dropped in tonight.
Well, I appreciate you dropping in, and hope the other co-hosts and those individuals as experts that join us from time to time, they continue to do the same thing. Scarlett, our topic for tonight is the title is Why Should I Tell You I Love You? And that's one of the questions I ask the audience and the listeners and those individuals join, just to think about it as we talk about some of the things that's on the format. As I was explaining before you came on, was our healthy traits, healthy relationship traits. Self-love was the first one I was sharing with them. We talk about it all the time. You got to love yourself first. If you can't love yourself, it'll be hard to love somebody else or love anything. You have to love yourself first. The second one is trust. You have to have trust. You got to trust yourself so you can trust somebody else. And that's so important that way. We have to understand and keep that in thought, keep that on your mind when you're dealing with it. Honesty is number three. And if you're not honest, you can't tell the truth. If you're a habitual liar, you need to not try to get into a healthy relationship because you're not going to have a healthy one because you're not going to be honest, and it's so important that you be honest. Communication is so important, and that's one of the things we're going to try to make sure we talk about as well as we talk about some of these things dealing with, you know, why should I tell you I love you? Why should I be in a real relationship if I can't move toward that direction if that's not our common goal? So communication is important. Communicate for understanding so both of us can listen to whatever each other have to say and not just talk to each other. All right, the next one is connection. Specifically, we're going to talk about connection tonight as we talk about the various topics. Do we have a connection? You're talking about the innermost part of yourself. You want to be able to connect. If you connect with that individual, all of these other things become easy, very easy. And we have to make sure we connect with people, because some people come to you, you may feel like you connect with them, but it's only for a season. And that season will come to the end. And you have to move forward, because God will bless you to move into the direction. Because he has that person that you're really going to connect. And you're, you know, so that's my soulmate. And they're always saying that, but we take our internal part of ourselves. And once we connect with one another, we can move in the right direction. And one additional one I added, Scarlett, recently is willing. If I'm willing to be a part of the relationship, if I'm willing to do 365 days, 7 days a week, and 24 hours to make sure this relationship works, make sure when I say I love you, I make sure this gift I'm giving you, where I care about you and you appreciate it, I'm doing it with my heart is all open. I'm willing to open my heart up to you. And when I'm willing to do that, then I have a great opportunity, or we have a great opportunity to have a successful relationship. Scott, if you want to share some thoughts on that.
Well, I'm glad you added that last part where you got willing. That's something new, and I guess we'll keep at it as we go along with your show. I call it unconditional love. You have to love yourself unconditionally, and then in turn, you have to project it onto the person that you love. If everything is not going to always be your way, his way, her way, or your way. We all have idiosyncrasies. We all have faults. We all have things that we can improve on and better ourselves about. But if you truly love someone, you're really willing to commit and share and give that love. You have to allow that person to and their faults. You know that you have to be willing to accept it unconditionally and be together willingly. And it's hard to do.
And that's the challenge we have. And the thing about it, it's not going to be easy. We have to keep that in mind. Once we make that commitment to be in there, it's not commitment for a day. It's not commitment to get what you're seeking. It's a commitment that I'm willing to give as much as I'm willing to accept from you. And that's one of the things. Like, if I give, yes, I expect to receive. That's what love is all about. I love you. That's a gift. Because I care about you. I want to be around you. I want to be committed to you. I want to spend the time, which is significant time, quality time with you. So that's what we're talking about. Why should I tell you I love you? That's the title. All right, we're going to look at our first topic dealing with that, and it's in the form of a question. That question, remember now, we're going to focus on two of the healthy traits, healthy relationship traits, which is connection and willingness to do this and be a part of it. The question is, when should you let your mate know you love them? I want you to think about that for a second. When should you let your mate know that I love you? When should you do it? Remember, it's all about, should I tell you that I love you? When? Is it a certain time? How would you know that? And I'm going to give you some research-based information to support you. Remember I said Madison Taylor is one of the individuals. I want to give her credit for writing some positive stuff and positive things that helps us as we move through our show. And according to Madeline Taylor, it is easy to take our feelings for granted and to assume that the people we care about know how we feel about them. And remember the question, when should you let your mate know you love them? Think about what he was saying. If we're going to take our own feelings for granted and then assume that people that we're in a relationship, our mate, care about us without them ever telling us, then we're having a problem right there. We got a sense of communication, a sense of connection. Something is not working right. And we want to think about that. Just think about it. Because when we are in situation, quite often, we always say, I love you. And it's just randomly said. And do we really mean it? Are we saying it? Because I had encountered, Scarlett, I'm going to let you add into it in a minute. Scarlett, hear people and, running with some of the home fellows, the fellows who will be out just cooling out sometime. And they mate call him and they about to get on the phone and they say, I love you. And he said, me too. Scarlett, share your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that's a good point. I also think that there's really not a time for it. You know, unless you've been, someone's telling you, well, you need to tell them that you love him or her, this, that, and the other. It has to be left up to each individual person, not coercion, not feeling that you're being pressured to say it or feel it. And maybe what you feel may not really be love. It might be folks trying to make you feel as if you're in love. So you have to really be careful to know that that's what's in your heart, mind, and soul, and not other people pushing you into something that may not really be there. Some folks say, do you do it after a certain number of dates? Do you do it after a certain number of months? Do you do it before you become intimate or after being intimate? And remember that intimacy does not necessarily mean love. I want to put that out there. Intimacy does not necessarily mean love. And do you do it because someone's done something for you and you feel like you have to reward the person by saying it, that type of thing? Are you embarrassed to say it first? Or if you think that you say it first and they do not respond, you know, how would you feel? That type of thing. So I think it's up to the individual partnership, the individual people. And if you have gone through connection, the honesty, the trust, and all those things, and the communication factor that we've talked about, you know, I know every time I come on, you know, we highlight that again, Doc. You go back over it and those things. So you have to keep all that in mind. And I think it just depends on the person, and it varies from person to person. There's not a set timetable, a set plan, a set feeling. It's what you have developed within the relationship that you're in. And if you're at that point, to say it and do it, but not because you feel like you're coerced or pressured or that you're doing it because, you know, it's expected.
Exactly, and that's the thing about it. I want you to keep that same thought as I just share this with you. You know, one of the things about when you're in a relationship and when we went through those healthy relationship tips, traits, whatever you want to call them, we call them traits, you will know exactly how that person feels about you. Just think about that, because
right.
If that person got that love, have the love for self-love for themselves, then they can and actually allow that to bring themselves to you. Okay, something is going on. This person actually can love. You know, being selfish is not talking about being, you know, love. You know, that's not loving yourself. Being selfish, you know, love is sharing. It's a gift. You got to be able to give that gift that I love you. I got to be able to give it. So what you want to keep in mind is that if that person is not feeling the same way, because you will know whether they feel that way. Just like I gave the example, and I always go back to that example when we talk about being out with friends and they be on the phone and they don't want their partners to know that they can say, I love you. You know what I tell you is so important, because when I look at this gift, and I'm gonna share this with everybody. You know, every day I go visit, and Scarlett know I feed my dad and visit my sister. They in the same rehab center.
The same, facility. Mm-hmm.
Same facility. And I go into my dad feeding me. He talk. He every day asks about my daughter. My daughter. Y'all ask about my daughter. I said, that's cool. Ooh, that's cool. You asked back because you want to know how them girls doing. That's how we are, men. Now, we want to know them girls all right. So I go down and visit my sister and sit out and talk with her. And after finish talking, and before I leave, she'll say, I love you. And I say, I love you. Then she say, I love you more. See how that gift changes
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift. Because you know we care about each other. We know how we feel about each other. If you're not ready to be in a relationship like that, don't think you're fooling your mate. Don't think you're fooling anybody, because they know how you feel. Because if I'm around you, I'm going to have a sense how you feel about me, and enough to know that if if you can't say I love you or you don't love me, that's fine. But don't play the game and say me too. Me too won't get it. I'm telling you, because it creates problems. Me too. Me too finna go somewhere else. Me too. I'm just saying we got to make sure we focus on things like that. People know how you feel. Now, telling people how you feel or telling them that you actually love them, it helps the relationship. It nurtures the relationship. The relationship can grow when you are able to do that, when you're at that point. Now, they're not saying just randomly say it. Some people just say it. They just say it. You know, they just say, well, okay, I love you. You know, just say it just to say it. That's just like the same way, how about friend? You know, everybody you call a friend might not be your friend. Everybody you say I love you, you may not love. So we have to keep that in mind. So what we want to make sure in a relationship, when we're talking about loving those individuals and they love you in return, what that do, it takes you to another level.
And do you think that the word is just thrown around too loosely now?
It is being used too loosely.
You're going in and out deep.
I think people say things to see how people are going to respond. And I'm not saying in cases people not truly feeling that way. I'm saying that sometimes it's being used loosely, but you have to make sure you use it as a form of taking the relationship to another level. Another level. You're no longer, and you know how we talk about the tiers of relationship. We talk about you meet somebody who's an associate. The next step you're going to take, because you want to know more, is an acquaintance. The next step is friendship. And the next phase of that is romance, romantic relationship, the romance part. You're taking the four steps there. So as you move forward telling people that's the way you feel, you're going up each one of the tiers. And if you want to have a romantic, a loving relationship, that's when you can really, you say, I love you, I know that's what you mean. I know how you feel. And I appreciate and I receive that gift. That is a gift. The gift to tell you I care about you. I want to be around you. I want to share things with you. I want us to be happy together. I want that. So are you ready? Are you ready for that? So why should you tell anybody I love you? That's the question. If you're not ready, don't tell them that. Don't be so loose, as Scarlett said, with that, because you think you'll gain points. That ain't what it's all about, because that individual, your mate, expect that to come from you, and it should come from the other individual as well. Scarlett, you want to share your thoughts on that?
I agree. Relationships, you really do have to work at the relationships and, you know, the characteristics that, you know, we go through each time. If those things are missing, if they're not there, if you haven't put the work in, don't move too quickly, you know, to say it if you don't feel like it's really there. And it could be just, again, a one-way thing. And you're going to have to really discuss, if the person doesn't respond back the same way, how do you feel? How do you react? How do you handle that? because love is a word that, you know, in our society now, you know, we throw it around so loosely, and we equate intimacy with love. And again, intimacy is not always the true meaning of love. It is what it is. It's just, you know, an intimate moment.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. We're just simply talking about when you're going to know that that
when
person.
When you're going to know, right.
You know, actually, you know, we have to hear it from you. So there's no doubt about that. I can feel it, I can believe it, but till I hear it, it gives me, I don't have the confirmation that I really need. In some cases, some people say, because I already knew, but based on the way your action, the way you are, I have affirmation. So we have to keep that in mind, because see, when we're looking at a situation and we're going to move to another topic, because as we declare I love you as a gift, because it comes from the heart. It's sent directly in the word to show that it is significant. As Scarlett said, intimacy. When you open up your heart, you open up a lot of your intimacy. That's deep. You know, our fear a lot of times we talk about next time is that there's some fear because we don't want to be hurt. You know, they say, you know, somebody said, I love you all the way down to my heart, to deep, the depths of my heart. They open their heart up for you. And when they say, I love you, I have opened up my heart without any fears. I don't mind being vulnerable. I'm ready to allow myself to reach a new plateau in life. That's what I love you mean. And it's not something to be thrown around to see how many people will go for it, how many people are going to fall for it. If you don't mean it, don't say it. And this just don't apply to certain genders. It applies to everybody. Even it don't have to be into a romantic relationship, but it could be in your family. If you don't love family member with blood, it's supposed to be thicker than water. Don't just throw that word around because somebody said to you. Really,
and it could be just a friendship, you know, with your friends.
Exactly.
Like I said, you know? it's the term is used so loosely now.
Yep. And we have to keep that in mind when we continue to use it. And, you know, just know that that gift is from the heart. And if you're not ready to give it from your heart, don't just say it. Don't play with it, because there's nothing to play with. When we say love, I love you as a gift from the heart that is offering unconditionally and giving without strings attached.
That's what unconditional means.
Unconditionally. I love you unconditionally. It's no strings attached.
And when you take that that oath, and it is an oath, the marriage vow, that's an oath, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, that's part of it. That's the unconditional part.
That's unconditional. And that's what we have to realize. So when we say, when should you let a person know? When you're ready to give that love to them unconditionally. That would be number one. When you're ready to give your heart to them without any string attached. Just keep it in mind. All right, we're going to move forward to our next topic. Can you love a mate that shows fear, insecurity about being in a real relationship? Can you love a mate who shows fear, and insecurity about being in a relationship. Just think about that for a second. Just remember, a person that have fear, that means they're scared. They're terrified. Now, what they're terrified is they're terrified of the commitment. If they fear for the
fear of commitment.
And when you are fear of commitment, you're not going to do the things to have a healthy relationship. You're going to put 50% in and you're going to keep 50% out because you fear that you got that fear that I'm going to get hurt here. And we have to keep that in mind. Have a fear of being hurt. You know, vulnerability is the key to love and being in love. You're never going to be able to explore love until you allow yourself to be vulnerable. That means you have fear. You're going to be like, wow, I don't know what's going on. You know, fear comes from what? The unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. That's where your fear comes about. See, if we can predict everything, if we know everything, then we wouldn't have to worry about anything. But fear is there because we don't know what's going to happen. It's unknown. Notice, and I like when individuals on Facebook send notes. And I see right here, this Manish, she said, a fear of commitment often comes from the fear of being hurt or betrayed. That's fear.
It's real fear.
You got to keep in mind, it's always going to surface in a relationship. All of those things are going to come out, and they should come out. However, if you get to the point, where you're willing to be vulnerable, vulnerability, and you're willing to say, I'm just going to go for it. You have people like that. I'm going for it. You know, in the end, you're going to gain something from it. You're going to gain because if you continue to grind and be committed and working hard, and you know, but you know, I'm going to give my best at this, something's going to come out there. And that could be the positive part. But if you go in there, as I said, 50% in, 50% out, because you got the walls still up, the protection still up, the fear that I'm going to get hurt, you know. We grow from things that occur. Scott, share your thoughts on that.
Well, basically, too, we also grow from the things that hurt us. You can't grow from being hurt. And there's no guarantee that you never will be hurt in any type of relationship. So the question was, can you love a mate that shows that fear and insecurity about being in a real relationship? I would define the word, was it really a real relationship in the very beginning? Or was it a one-way relationship where, you know, you can show that love to that person, but if they can't show it back to you, is the relationship really that real?
Exactly. And that's what we have to keep in mind. See, if we're not, we don't need to go into things and we're not willing to give. And once we're willing to give, once you begin to open up and give with people and you give up some of the most, you know, intimate parts of yourself, and I don't mean physically into what we would be thinking. I'm talking about, you know, we have a part of us that we try to keep held back because we don't want that to be put out or don't want that to be hurt during the process.
Well, it goes back to the communication piece because in a real relationship, and you've been working at it to have a real relationship, and you are there on your part, but the other part cannot reciprocate, again, was it really real? That's when you go back to that communication. You need to sit down and talk about what is scaring you. What's the fear? What's the insecurity? And you got to be honest also. And put it out there on the table. Whether it's, you know, in a romantic relationship, a friend relationship or whatever case of a family relationship, the things that we hold inside are things that we normally feel a fear of not communicating to the other person. And when you communicate and you put it out there for understanding.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Put it out there for understanding. No, we say things and words come out of our mouths, but do you really understand the words that are coming and what I'm trying to convey? That's the honesty, and that's the communication part of a real relationship. And once you put it on the table, your heart is there. Theirs isn't. Where do you go from there?
Exactly. And I want y'all to understand, it's a normal process in any kind of relationship to allow fear to be there.
That's right.
Fear will surface if you're in a relationship. Now, for whatever reason it may be, you know, one thing, I was thinking about something earlier. I was meditating on some things, and I was thinking about, I say, well, you meet people, you get to know those people, and before they met you, they had a full-fledged life before they met you. But when you meet them, you don't know anything about them, and you may not ever ask them what was their life before they met you. But we have to keep in mind, that could create fear because you don't know what their circumstances were before, because things do occur younger in our life, and sometimes we can pick ourselves up, we get ourselves together, put ourselves in a new life. So by not knowing those things, it's better to communicate. Scott just said, talk about that. You know, if I just met you and I don't know anything about you, then we ought to be able to have a time to communicate where we can probably avoid some of the fear I might have because of me not knowing enough about you. We have to put it out and say, well, this is who I am, this is what I did in my life, and I want you to know everything about me because I really have this connection. You remember the two things we're talking about out of a six of our traits is connection and willingness. I have this connection to you, and I want you to know about me. That way I can eventually get to the point where I won't be fearful of this relationship being successful. Because I'm telling you, to be successful, you have to have fear. You have to be willing to be vulnerable.
And that's even with people that you know. You may have
exactly.
known someone a long time, but you don't know
exactly.
everything about a person, nor do they know everything about you, even though
exactly.
you may have known them a long time. So you still have to go through the same process of communicating
exactly.
and being honest about who you are. Who is that person? Tell me who, you know, let's sit down and let's. And this is not a one-time thing. You know, this is a consistent process. You're always talking. You know, oh, I didn't know you didn't like that, this, that, and the other. Even though you've
exactly.
known them, you know, 10 years. You know,
exactly.
and in a real relationship, that's the fun part of it, to keep discovering things, you know, with each other, with your friends,
exactly.
with your family that you may not have known. And them about you.
Exactly. And, you know, I just want to say something. I'm going to go back just with fear being normal and some of the things why we consider normal in a relationship or a relationship or a real relationship. You meet people and then as they talk and they share things and run across people, and we're in this age now, a lot of things we don't do. One of the things I love as I came up as a teenager, I used to do some hunting and fishing. And normally, I don't hear how many young ladies doing any fishing. So I encountered a young lady that was do some fishing now. And matter of fact, they was fishing recently and putting out 4, 5 pound, 6 pound bass out of it. And I'm just like, this is something you just didn't know. You just didn't think. So you can't have a process in your head how you think people should be. Now, I used to be like that at one time at criteria. I want this person to be here. I want this person to do this. I don't want this person to be this. But you know what? You throw that stuff out the window. Because all that do is set up your fears. Criteria,
right.
You set up your fears, what you not going to do, what you shouldn't do, because you're going to have fear. Like being in love or being to the point of saying I love you is all about vulnerability. I got to be vulnerable to express and feel what I need to feel. I cannot receive that gift. I can't receive that gift of being loved or told that I love you if I'm so hung up on other things. I got to be able to be free. It's important to be free.
Well, it's also unrealistic expectations. You know,
exactly.
We get this from social media, from our, you know, TV, movies and things like this, that, you know, all these high expectations. Well, in real life, it's not usually like that.
Exactly.
If you put expectations that are so unrealistic that even the most perfect person in the world that none of us are couldn't even meet. And that's, again,
exactly.
Going back to the unconditional part. These are things that you fear, but these are things you got to sit down and really work through and talk about and really grow that relationship. Relationships take work.
Mm.
And if you're
yes,
not willing to put in the work, it's just an acquaintance, just a passing phase. But if it's
right.
Something that you really want, you know, that you really think is there, you got to work at it.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, normally I get calls coming in here, but we're going to kind of move forward with something I wanted to go back to. You know, when we realize normalcy dealing in a relationship, which we're talking about fear, when you're talking about it's normal in a relationship, it's all right to feel scared. It's all right to feel scared. A lot of times people have a problem with being scared. It's all right to be scared.
Well,
it's
fact,
all right.
It's healthy. All your feelings, you know, within the relationship and how you feel inside, those are things that you deal with, but those are healthy feelings. We all get
exactly.
Afraid.
That's right.
We all fear.
And insecurity. You know,
and we all have insecurities.
You know, that. He insecure. We all are insecure. Just think about it. About something.
It just varies on what you're insecure about, but we all have them.
Exactly. So fear make up that. And, you know, I'm reading comments on Facebook, and I appreciate it. I'm trying to get the best of what you're saying, and I do appreciate it. Everything that's being shared on Facebook, Starla, we're getting a lot being shared, and I do. That's exciting to hear. You know, one of the fear of commitment often comes from the fear of being hurt or betrayed. I state that one. Consistence, honest, and open communication aid in that fear of commitment. Because if you're not consistent, if you're not honest, if you're not open with your communication, you become scared. You're unknown. You're scared of what happened. And another statement is that tell the gut raw truth, they say, about what you feel. Tell a person how you feel. Communication, again, we're back to communication now.
There you go.
Them how you feel and why you feel. Learn your partner's love language. Learn your partner's love language.
I like
and
that.
You,
that's good.
And you can't if you both fail. And they got some things, and I appreciate this. This is my niece, and I lost all the comments over here. But she writes up a song. I'm trying to read it, and y'all have to bear with me because this is special. I'm telling you, this is a great opportunity. I can't get it to pop down. But those are the kind of things we need to look. We need to be honest with people. We need to be right out, downright truthful, and don't be afraid of what you're going to hear from the other person. That's
the fear that we do have. That's the fear of being honest. Now, let's
exactly.
be honest about being honest. People
yeah.
fear of being honest. That's a fear.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to hurt, you think you're going to hurt someone's feelings, and you think the person may end it or whatever case it may be. Well, that's the fear.
Exactly. You know, having, you know, being doubtful of people. I doubt, you know, when people say, man, I doubt he's going to do it, man, but, you know, he may do it or she may do it, you know. Full of doubts. Off-center with people. Somebody say, what is that? Off-center with people we love. We're not working toward the middle. We're not in the center. They say, you heard, probably heard that, man, we're just not right there. We're not there. We're not just meeting in the center. We're moving somewhere different, and that bothers. But that's part of it, the normal process of a working toward a real relationship, a loving relationship. You're going to be off center just a little bit every now and then. But the ideal is one of the things we have talked about. Scarlett said communication. I said some of our comments talks about communication. Make sure you can talk about where you are in that relationship. Make sure you can share your thoughts about that. You know, it's so amazing. I was looking at another research-based topic article. It's by Mariana Williamson. Say equates a romantic relationship to earning a PhD in love. How many people agree with me? A romantic relationship is like earning a PhD in love.
And if you're working on a PhD or got one, it has required a lot of work.
It takes you to another level.
It takes you to another level.
Where you've never been. And that's what love's supposed to be. That's why you become vulnerable. You know, if I go into this trying to earn this educational doctor's degree, I earned two of them. If I had the fear that I'm not going to succeed, you know what? I'm not going to succeed. I'm not going to be successful. I wouldn't have been successful. If I feared commitment because it meant a lot of my time, a lot of my money, it required all that. If I had that fear, and if I was going to stick with that fear, I'll never accomplish the goals that I set for myself. And the same thing in a relationship, a romantic relationship, a loving relationship. I love you. I am committed to it. And I'm not afraid of what the consequences are going to be. And the consequences could be, you know, it comes in two forms. Y'all remember now, if you, you know, as educators, we always try to share with parents. We don't just always call you when things are going wrong. We call you when things are going right. So there's negative consequences and there are positive consequences. It's in life. Consequences can come as a positive thing or a negative thing. But both will allow you to grow. Keep that in mind. Both of those consequences will allow you to grow. Because when you're vulnerable and you're fearful and you're scared, you're going to work hard to try to do it right so you can succeed at it. That's the key.
Well, you're going to try to reduce or eradicate what you're afraid of. That's
exactly.
One thing you're going to do. When you're fearful of something, you got to reduce it and work towards eradicating that fear. And as you get through
everything.
That fear, you got to work on the next one.
Exactly.
And the next
one. That's what we got to keep in mind. It's all about work. See, if you're in a relationship with someone, and they say, well, I'm all about us being committed and working hard at this. Hard work is tough. A relationship, a marriage is tough. It ain't going to be easy. It's 365 days a year. It's 24 hours a day. It's 7 days a week with minutes to go along with it. All of that you're going to have to work. It don't come easy. Yes, it's going to be some fear. It's going to be, I'm scared. We may not succeed. But if we open our hearts and open our minds and open our soul up to be successful, then even if we think we're going to fail, we still going to succeed. That's what we had to keep in mind. You know, they used to have a term, and Scott, I don't know if you remember, it came out, failure is not an option in education. Failure is not an option. It doesn't matter whether the children make all A's or the students make all A's. They're still not going to fail. We're not accepting failure. That's how you have to be about the relationship. That's how you have to be about the relationship. Failure is not an option. I love you. You know, I said at the end of my show, I love you and a thing you can do about it. You can't do nothing about me loving you.
That's right.
Now, you can return that love to me if you choose to, but when you hear it, it's coming from my heart. I have no fear that because you don't say it back to me. You see what the fear doesn't bother me? I don't feel vulnerable because I'm doing that, but I am. I'm sharing it. I don't know who's on the other side of this media platform would take that at heart. I don't know that. But the thing about it, I don't have that fear. I know it's going to help shape me. Being scared helps shape me. Vulnerability helps shape me so I can be a person that can give my max in making sure the relationship is successful. You know, we can kind of move forward, and I just want to share a couple of things, Scarlett, in regards to a couple of individuals said about our relationship. As I said, Mariana Wiggison says that when we're not in a relationship, the ego makes it seem as though all the pain would go away if we were. If we're not in a relationship, our ego makes it seem as though all the pain would go away if we were in a relationship.
And for those that don't know her, she's a well-known author. She's written a lot of books, particularly about one called Return to Love. She's written a lot of things about relationships and being in loving relationships. So, you know, I would suggest that you probably take advantage of reading some of her stuff. She's
exactly
good.
Check her out, and if you want to learn about relationship, she also stated, if the relationship lasts, however, it will actually bring much of our existent pain to surface. Think about it. If you're in a relationship and it lasts, it's going to bring some of those pains that you have to surface, some of those fears that you have to surface, where you're scared to surface.
And one of the biggest fears is someone leaving the relationship.
Exactly.
Got to be honest about it. You know, that's particularly a fear that folks do not like to talk about, but it's a real fear of someone leaving the relationship when it's not being reciprocated, the relationship is not working, and the fear of someone exiting that relationship. And you got to deal
exactly.
with it. And that's
exactly.
a pain that is hard to bear. But
exactly.
it's a pain that's there.
Exactly. It's eventually become a purpose. Once you understand your purpose. You know, we always talk about, do you know what your purpose is in life? Scholar, we all hear that all the time. Do you know your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, I really don't know. It's the same way in a relationship. It must be a purpose.
And purposes change. They're not stagnant. Purposes vary. Purposes revolve. Purposes switch. Where you start out one purpose, you know, your life experiences lead you to another purpose. So it's not a stagnant thing. It doesn't stay the same.
And in a relationship, pain requires you, just keep this in mind, it requires you to understand some skills that you need to deal with and find out what your purpose is. One skill is compassion. Relationship mm-hmm. requires compassion, right? Mm-hmm. We know that. Acceptance. Acceptance is so important as a skill in a relationship when you have a purpose. Release. Oh, we know about releasing things. If you're with somebody that's still holding on to things, you're not going to last very long. I'm just being honest. If they're still holding on to what you did to them 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you got to release it. If you're holding something against somebody, it's a family member, you hold it because they did you wrong when you was a 13-year-old child, meaning that they took your candy bar or they took your candy apple. See, you got the fair going on. You know,
or somebody somebody in the church made you mad, and you've held on to it for 50 years.
Come on, you hold on to it for all those years. You got to release it. When you start to release things, things open up for you. That means you open yourself up to accept things to come into your life. You know? Having forgiveness when you start forgiving, you'll begin to release. You got to have forgiveness. I'm looking at the board flashing up and the comments. That's the next one. I can release is forgiveness. You know,
say, is it flashing up?
Yeah. And the last thing is, once you do all those things, because we're trying to use the skills, you have to have the skill of purpose. Everybody say you're talking about purpose in a relationship, but you got to have skills of purpose. You have to actually know where you're going and to assess how you're going to get there. You have to have a purpose for driving over to the mall. What are your purpose for driving to the mall? So you have a purpose in this relationship. What is my purpose in this relationship? Why do I want to go through this? Why do I want to open my heart up, you know, the way that I could be hurt? What is
or betrayed.
If you don't understand your purpose, all of those things that you consider to be walls, all these fears, everything you're scared about is going to creep in there and take control of you. Nothing wrong with being fearful. It's nothing wrong with being terrified. It's nothing wrong with being scared if you have a purpose. Always keep that in mind if you have a purpose. Now, just a couple of things. Like I said, the board, I'm looking at some things. They must have been looking at some of the thoughts I had. So they keep putting it on the knees. Maybe she's thinking like I think. One of the things when we were talking about love, when love bring out fears, feelings such as doubt, rejection, jealousy, anger, frustration, and last but not least, confusion. Bring those things forward so we can set things right. That's what it's all about. Just think about it. That's what love brings. Love, now. Oh, it's a powerful word. Love. Love language. Well, you love yourself, self-love. You understand.
Love also love also brings peace.
My. Can't say no more than that. Peace.
Peace.
You know, I talk to people every now and then, and they talk about how when they become happy, they have joy in their life. They have peace in their life. Once you have those things, you love become easy. Because you can define love through those things. Peace.
And that's when you've gone through facing the doubt, the fear, the confusion, the chaos. You've worked through all of that to get to that point of happiness, joy, and peace.
Exactly. Now you can be honest. Honest with yourself. When you start being honest with yourself about all of those things that you fear, all those things you're scared of, and then you have a purpose, you will be free to love. It's free to be happy. Free to do the things that you always want to do. And you find a partner that's ready to release themselves as well. And they're ready to say, I love you. And it's time for now to you to grow to the point that you can be successful. So our title of the show tonight was, Why Should I Tell You I Love You? Because it's a gift from the heart. I have released all the fears. I released all the things I'm scared about. I got a purpose. I don't mind being vulnerable. I don't mind being insecure. But I know in the process I'm going to love you, and I'm going to show you the love language that needs to be shown. And that's what we're talking about. That's what Dr. Lowe is all about. With the relationship guru, we're going to show you love, and we're going to talk about topics from time to time. But looking at my time, it's 8:04. Scarlett,
no. We really went into it tonight.
We went into it tonight. We just only covered a couple of topics tonight. We still have some
topics. That's what I'm saying. Well, we always say, we make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do. We'll look at part two on this topic. Why? This title, Why Should I Tell You I Love You? It's been awesome, and I'll make a call. I'm going to call out our people, Scarlett, that's been on the line. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate my niece. She's been typing in, coming in so much I can't read as fast as she, you know, she's typing
in.
And you know, Benice, she's from the show the other night. Tamika Robinson, she's the one just lighting me up right here tonight, and I appreciate her doing that. She has some awesome comments, and all of you have some as well. I look at my board, and I see my board is filled with individuals. No one wanted to press the button, but that's all right. And I was talking so much, I didn't give as much direction on Blog Talk Radio. But we'll be back again in 2 weeks talking about part two of Why Should I Tell You I Love You. And I want to, before Scarlett, we close this thing, I want to give all those people a shout out to join us. That I can recognize their handle and their name. I appreciate you. We have a couple of viewers was on Instagram, and that was Shayla underscore Boogie. That was a Shani Brown. Thank you, Shani, so much. Then it was CC underscore 37, and I'm going to go back, and I know her because she's a Facebook friend, one of those graduates of Alabama A&M University. I'm going to give her that shout out. Mm-hmm. And but after our Instagram shut down, it'll stop itself. Also, let me give a shout out to those individuals on Facebook. We have Charlie's Angels. That's Nurse Jackson. Thank you so much. Shauna Williams. Thank you, Shauna. Appreciate you coming to the little celebration. I mean, my birthday celebration, everybody, last Friday night. Had a good time. Thank you for coming, Shauna. Minister Hendricks, our host of the Minister Hendricks Show that comes on once a month on Thursday. We also have Kristen Barrows. Thank you, Kristen. You're joining us, and I appreciate you joining. Precious Henry. Good evening, Precious. Precious sent me a comment, and it's encouraging. She said, I'm probably the most consistent person on internet because I'm posting this something all the time about what we're doing with the Smith Way Productions. Thank you, Precious,
that's
so
nice.
Much.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Tawana, Miss Fancy Lacey. Thank you, Tawana. Jennifer Arrington. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer, Facebook the other day. She's a person from Lanier, Cindy Lanier High School. Go poet. Real poet, Jennifer. And appreciate that. We made the connection. Kim Payton, worked with her down in Lowndes County. She also served on the town council down there. Angel Arch, Roberto Reed. I work with him now as well at Alabama State University as well as Lowndes County. Thank you, Roberto, for joining us. This is Jaquo Renee, Scorpio Beauty. I may not be saying it right that first name, but Scorpio Beauty, I can say that. Renee, thank you so much. Pam, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
All right. All right.
Shout out here in the Montgomery area. Also, Jock is at Jacqueline Scorpio Beauty. Renee is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
Oh, okay.
Shout out as well. Also, we have Tiffany Davis, my garden niece. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you so much for joining us.
So
she
sweet.
Was there
okay.
at the celebration mm-hmm. on Friday night. She was there on the celebration as well, supported. Thank you. Shawana,
you like you
Martin.
Had a good time.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm going to send the pictures out. I posted them already. It was a month. she is Shawana Martin. Thank you so much. And our co-host of Talking Real to You and also joins on Dr. Lowe's show, Dr. Olivia E. Smith is watching and also on the line on Blog Talk Radio as well. Thank you. And also a cousin of mine right here, Jarrell Calhoun. I said, correct. Congratulations, Jarrell, and all the work you did with your dad being elected to the District 5 City Council seat for Montgomery, Alabama. That's C.C. Cornelius. C.C. Calhoun is our, he's been reelected to City Council, and he was on our show, and we were so proud to have him on our show.
It was so
we
glad he was reelected. That was nice.
There
great.
You go. And we're batting two for two because we had a young man that was elected to the House of Representatives in Alabama a year and a half ago. Kurt Hatcher was on our show sharing his platform, and it went out in 78 in the state of Alabama, House of Representatives. So we feel good. We're letting everybody know if you want to run for office, join us on Talking Real to You. Or
and
a
your mayor, so. Your mayor. Is Mr.
And,
Reed, your mayor, Reed?
Yeah, Stephen Reed. He's out of 200 years, the first African-American mayor for the city of Montgomery. That's 200
yeah,
years
old. Yeah, fantastic.
That's fantastic right there.
Maybe we can get him on the show, you think?
Yeah, we're going to work on it. We're going to work on it because we get him here, we can get his word out as well, and he's going to do an outstanding job. Tamika Robinson, as you know, a guest on our show previously last Monday, Talking Real to You, and she was working with us on domestic violence, sharing some things. Also, she's been commenting all night, and I appreciate it. Latay Pickett, she was on one of the first shows of Talking Real to You. She was one of our first guests, along with Alicia Ruffin. They came in and shared their thoughts about her ministry. And we just were so happy to have Latay. Latay is up in the Muscle Show area in North Alabama. Thank you, Latay. And I know Latay gets tired of me sending all them communication, but I keep sending it to her, and she keeps joining us. Thank you, Latay. Thank you. You got a smile on your face on your picture. Thank you. Katrina Felder. Katrina, how you doing? She's right out there working hard over there, doing an awesome job over there at Walmart on the highway. Keep on grinding. Do what you have to do, Katrina. We have Brandon Kimbrough, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Give him a shout out. Brandon, thank you so much. He worked with me. He was my welding instructor down in Lowndes County when I was career tech director. We have Brother Bob Little. Reverend Brother Bob Little. He's one of my line fellows that we crossed in 1983 in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity.
Incorporated.
My road dog, Bob Little. How you doing, Bob? We have Shannon Shute, one of my former football players down in McKenzie, Alabama. I appreciate you, Shannon, joining us. We have Tori Johnson. Thank you, Tori. I met her. She has that party bus industry. She's doing real well here in Montgomery. You need to make connection. You can go on Facebook and find her, and you can just book her services and get on the party bus and just go enjoy yourself. Tori, thank you so much. We have there we go. We have Gloria Flowers. Thank you, Gloria. I was just hitting on the stream trying to get it to work. Sylvia Bazaar. Thank you so much, Sylvia. That will be the last one. So we had all those people joining us tonight.
That's a lot.
That's awesome.
And that's
was
not
awesome.
Even including the ones on the phone and stuff. Mm-hmm.
No, not including one on the phone. I pretty much can't do no more. See your number here. Don't know exactly who you are. I just know you're on there. And the one that's on the web link, they're on as well. And I can go back and look and see. But we're at the end of the show right now. Scarlett, you want to share some thoughts? And then we're
Well, it was just good to join you tonight to pop in. And always with our listening audience, whether you're on whatever form of media that you own, that you catch us, we sure appreciate it very much. And just remember that relationships are difficult. We all know that. Requires a lot of work. But whatever we do or say on our newscast, that if it helps one person, it's something that we've said has made a difference and helped make a difference in your relationship, we certainly want you to know that's our goal, and we thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you so much, Scarlett, for joining us tonight. And, you know, I have to make I get a shout out because we have several listeners that member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
True Blue.
We have a real Penitent Council on the Smith production.
We sure do, and that's awesome to have that. And our listeners make up also the Catalytic Council as well, because we have a lot of listeners. I didn't give all of them a shout out in their organization. I know a lot of them in the organization, but I'll make sure. Had two additional people just join us at this point. And I have Yvette Smith, Biological's youngest sister. Thank you, Yvette. Then I have Marvin Smith, good friend of mine. Marvin, thank you so much for joining us. We're about to close the hour. We started at 7 o'clock tonight. That's the Dr. Lowe Show. We'll come back on tomorrow night, and we'll be having the sports version of the Smithway production, which is Talking Sports Plus at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school, athletics in the southeastern part of the country. We use the same call-in number, so check us out. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we're going to roll back, and on Friday we're going to do Balling with the Doc at 2:30. And we're going to just continue with some talk. We're going to be talking sports more and more. Then next Monday, we'll have our Talking Real to You. And we're excited about coming back. And we're going to talk about some topics, talking with mental health. So it's something we left off last time that we was going to talk about coming up on show on Monday. We'll talk about mental health. We may even have a touch of still seeing how the domestic violence affects mental health. We're going to talk about that. So we're going to tie it in. So, Scarlett, we're going to move forward with that with the team. That Scarlett H. Black will be joining as a co-host on Monday night, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We have Lauren B. Smith and Cameron Gilmer. And we actually, that brand is the only father and daughter blog talk radio in the country. So I'm so glad to have the opportunity to come before you. And as I continue to talk, I keep having people added on to Facebook. And we have Monique Sunshine Boyd. Thank you, Monique, for joining us tonight. We have Demetra Belter. She's joining us as well. Paula Griffin, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority.
Zeta Sorority. All right.
There you go. Incorporated. And we want, you know, make sure we give a shout out. We have several other individuals of organizations, and I do appreciate the, those in the Panhellenic Council joining us, all members.
Appreciate everybody.
It's been awesome. You know, Paula Griffin said, "Hey, Fred." I said, "Hey, Sarah, how you doing?" That's what she got up. And we're glad to show. It's been awesome tonight. And, you know, I've just we're just blessed. You know, hashtag keep on grinding. We're going to keep on grinding now. Just be a part of Dr. Lowe's show and all the other shows dealing with the Smith Way production. And we're also going to communicate for understanding. And last but not least, we want to make sure, as we said in our title tonight, you know, I'm going to say it all the time, I love you. And you can say, oh, you do? I'm going to say it like that. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about
can do
it.
About it.
Tonight, and he will do it, but won't he do it? It's
yes, he will.
It's about to be time to have some fun. God is good, and we thank him for what all he has done, and I'm slowly trying to get that song on, and y'all don't let me go without it. There we go.
Oh, stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I'm gonna change the soul of mine. So bad I thought of a night. But ain't no one stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in some time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright.
Incorporated. I want to make sure I hear that shout out, so we'll make sure we end it up right. Again, have an awesome weekend, as well as be ready to go on Monday night. Now, tomorrow night, we'll have our sports show. All those individuals that want to check us out, so we're doing our relationship show is fine. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, every Wednesday night is our sports show, as well as Friday. So he will do it. You let him do it. So have an awesome time. Good night. And I love you. And I thank you.